The Mara Kiva, Haino Tanakama, Kurba Kiva is the first man the Yoma. The Baishami says, although we have to have two things, a curry and a lechi, and the Tila says only one. Marike Benayu, the Rav Achli. And after Minimus of Achli's case, where the entrance is less than Dalat Svochim, that according to Rav Achlo, you do not have to have any heter at all, and according to them, you do have to have a heter. Vitema Rav Yechiel. Voloim is fine, it's not Muchach, which one holds like him or not. Tan Yom Rav Kiva. Rabbi Shmuel didn't say it, but this Talmud said it. Eloise Talmud Omar Dovizir. The Aloha Kiyosa Talmud. And Aloha is like this Talmud also. For the Mora Gufa Kashkas, Gufa Shver. Omar to Loyom Rabbi Shmuel Dovizir. You're saying for Ket, Rabbi Shmuel didn't say this thing. Almo Lesuchosakavosi. You mean to say we don't pass like this Shita. We order Mata Aloha Kiyosa Talmud. And now you're telling me no, we do pass like this Talmud. Rabbi Yudah Mashmuel. Lo yomer Rabbi Kiva el echadet bo altamidim. And echadet Rabbi Kiva only said this to echadet bo altamidim to say these two steer the gazachin. But really, lemaisa is not gay anyway, because we hold like Beis Hillel Shita that Beis Hillel Shita is always all you need is just a lechi or a kairo, no matter how wide it is. Abi, it's not yud amis, it's not more than yud amis wide. It's enough with either kairo or else a lechi. Right.
Yeah, hold enough, Yud Gimel. Hold on. Samil the Maisu of Kiva, so Shal was the Kashran of Kiva. He said Halacha was like Rabbi Shmuel, and then he said Halacha Kiyosa Talmud. He says, Ain Halacha Kiyosa Shmuel, then it's Halacha Kiyosa Talmud. So Mora Esek Teg, one teretz was, he only said it to be mechadid the Talmidim. In other words, to make the Talmud feel good, he said Aloch is like this Talmud, so he should feel good the Talmud. But Avad Aloch is not like the Talmud, because we don't hold like Rabbi Shmuel. We have Nachum of Yitzchok Oma Nirinitma. It's only Nirinitma. That's what Rabbi Kiva said. That's what Rabbi Kiva said. Halacha Kiyosa Talmud. He didn't mean halacha, he just said nirinitma. Nirin means not really the halacha that way. So now it's no kasha. Trashi nirin devorav oisa Talmud. He just liked what the Talmud said, but not to say the halacha is like that Talmud. So now the cloud is no stira. Itna. Omer Rav Yeshua ben Levi. Komokam shata moitzi. Mishum Rav Yishmael. Oma Talmud echud. Whenever you have in shat, the Gemara brings down this maisa that Rav Yishmael said over in name of a Talmud echud. Rabbi Shmuel Omat, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Omat Talmud Echad, the Talmud Echad said over in the name of Rabbi Shmuel, Lefnei Rabbi Kiva, and this Talmud said it over in front of Rabbi Kiva, you should know, Ein Ela Rabbi Meir. It's Rabbi Meir, he's the Talmud that said over from Rabbi Shmuel, and then he told it to Rabbi Akiva. Why? Sheshimish es Rabbi Shmuel, yes Rabbi Kiva. Because Rabbi Meir learned by both of them. He was Meshamish Rabbi Shmuel, and he was also Meshamish Rabbi Akiva. Therefore, he said over one memory to the other one. So this Talmud is always Rabbi Meir. Mother Tanya, I'm a Rabbi Meir. Kishayisi eitz Rabbi Shmuel. When I used to be by Rabbi Shmuel, hayisi matil kan kantum l'teichad yoy. He used to be a cipher. He used to write svarim, a cipher Torah, a film, and mezuzahs, and he used to have ink. Now the locher is, he's supposed to have black ink. It's supposed to be black. Now kan kantum, that's a type of a material, some type of an ingredient he put into the ink that the shazwas, it makes it stick very well. Kankantum makes the ink stick onto the cloth very well, that it's very hard to erase it. And even if you like peel it off, there still will be some roishim left on the cloth. But it's a very good, it adheres, it makes the ink stick well to the cloth. So he put in this kankantum, l'teichad yoy. V'lo yomal li dover, and Rabbi Shmuel didn't say anything to me. As Rabbi Meir first was a seifa of Rabbi Shmuel, and when he had his ink, he put this thing, the kankantum, inside it, and Rabbi Shmuel didn't say anything. Then Kishabosi Yetzer Rabbi Kiva. Later Rabbi Meir went to learn by Rabbi Kiva. And Osro Lai. Rabbi Kiva said, no, you're not allowed to put this kankantum into the ink. If you're going to use this ink to write a Sefer Torah with, it's also to have kankantum inside it. We'll soon see why. You have to have a ksav that's able to erase it. And here it's not erasable if you have this kankantum inside it. Drashi kankantum ad rimint. That's what it is. Osro Lai Lakam Maforish. Why did he ask it? So the Gemara, Eini, I have a Raya, not like this. So far we're saying was that Rabbi Shmuel said it was okay, and Rabbi Kiva is the one that said it's also you can't have the kankantim in the ink. So the Gemara, Eini, it's not like that. V'yoma Rabbi Yehuda, Omar Shmuel, Mishum Rabbi Meir, that Keshoyisi Loimed Eitz Rabbi Kiva. When Rabbi Meir first learned from Rabbi Kiva, and he used to write his Sefer Torah then, and the ink, he used to put this kankantum, this type of a chemical inside the ink, that made the ink stick very good to the cloth, it wasn't erasable. And Rabbi Kiva didn't say anything. So this is my cast from the Meister before. Before Rabbi Kiva said it was also. Now the Meister, Rabbi Kiva didn't say anything. And then Rabbi Meir later went to Rabbi Shmuel. Omali, Rabbi Shmuel told Rabbi Meir, Bini, ma malachtecho, what is your business? What are you doing? Or Marti Lois, Rabbi Meir answered back, Lavlarani, I'm a cipher, I write svarim. Omali, so Rabbi Shmuel answered him, Bini, have zoyi b'malachtecho, be very careful when you write the Sefer Torah till the mezuzahs. Shem malachtecho malecha shemayim. Eshtens, you're doing a malecha shemayim? To make a kosher Sefer Torah, a kosher tefillin, there's a mitzvah, it's a malecha shemayim. He, and Vaitse, Shem ma'ato machasa roisachas, maybe you'll leave out one ois when you write a word, or else you'll add in an extra ois into the word, and nimtzas machreves kol olam kuloi. You'll like be destroying the whole world by adding an extra ois and by taking out an extra ois. So Rashi says, what is that? Rashi mechaser ois achas. It's the apostle says v'ashem olakechem emes. In mechaser aleph harayato mecharif. If you say Hashem olakechem instead of saying emes, you leave out the aleph. He's saying Hashem lekecha meis. That's a terrible zach. You like being a koifer. You're saying Hashem is dead. Right, the positive yidabru Hashem im toisav oisachas v'tichtoiv v'yidabru nimsas machriv. V'yidabru Hashem means a lot of Hashem, the plural. That's also machriv. So a soifer has to be very careful not to put an extra vov or not to take out an ois. Or more, you make a big korban. So Rabbi Meir answered back. Or Marti loy dover echut. He answered him back something. Now the Gemara doesn't say what he answered him back. We'll soon see the Gemara later explain what he answered him back. Omati loy dover echod yeshli. I have something. The kankantum shmoy, and its name is kankantum. That's this material, this type of ingredient he puts into the ink. Shani matul teichad yoy. I put this into my ink, and I write with it. Omali, so Rabbi Shmuel answered him back. V'chimatilun kankantum teichad yoy. Is it mutter? Are you allowed to put this kankantum into the ink? As Rabbi Shmuel holds, it's also to do it. V'aloi omra Torah, the Torah says, by the Pashas HaSoita, the Torah says, V'kosa, you should write the Megillah Sofer. Umocho, the Torah then says, you're supposed to erase the Megillah Sofer. That after you write, you're supposed to put it in the Mayim Hamorim, you put it into the water, and it's supposed to dissolve, the ink is supposed to dissolve in the water. So you see, you're supposed to have a type of ksiva, that the ksiva could be dissolved. Midashin means ksav shayochol imchis. It's only kosher to write a Sefer Torah if the ksav is able to be erasable. So Mele, if you put the kankantin into your dioi, that makes it that the ink sticks very tight to the cloth and you can't erase it. So if Yishmol holds its puzzle. Rashi, Dov reachod yeshti lekam aforash maikam hadilei. Ksav shayochol imchis, the kankantin rishum anikim yoi. And kankantin, if you use it, the rishum, it's always nicker on the cloth. So even if you try and erase it, you can never erase it legamri from the cloth. And the Torah says by Parsha Saita, it has to be iksav that shayach to be moicha. So the Shmuel holds this possible. Now for the Gemara, my komale, what did Rabbi Meir answer back to Rabbi Shmuel in the middle? Or my komahadle, what did he answer him back? Hochi komale. This is what Rabbi Meir answered back to Rabbi Shmuel. Loi mi boi bechaseris of yiseris. To Loitino, to Bokiano, as you told me I have to be careful not to write extra, not to write less. So he answered back, yes, I'm a big Boki, I don't make any mistakes. I'm very makbid not to have any chaseris and not to have any yaseris. Elo, Reb Meir even said even more about himself. Elo, afilu mechish, I'm not even afraid, lizvuv, that it should come a fly, nami, that a fly should come on the Sefer Torah, on top of an ois, and start to scratch off the ois. I'm not even afraid that Dilma Osi, maybe the fly will come, the Yosef Atagad the Dalid, he'll sit on top of the right side of the Dalid, and he'll erase a little bit of the square part of the Dalid, and it'll come out to look like a Resh. So Rameya said, I'm not even afraid of this. And why not?
while dover echod yeshli, because in my ink I put something into the ink, but kankantim shemoi, and its name is kankantim. But mele, this ink sticks very tight to the cloth, so even if a fly is going to be on top of the word, top of the dalet, trying to erase it, he can't erase it. Because since my ink has kankantim inside it, it sticks very good to the cloth. That's what Rabbi Shmuel answered back. Shani matal seich adyoi. And the mele, Rabbi Shmuel answered back, you should know it's possible. Rabbi Shmuel holds, no, you learn how to Megillah Saita, that just like by Saita, it has to be able to be umocho, it should be erased. Who are then a ksiva of a Sefer Torah or a tefillin and mezuzahs has to be able to be erased. So Chet Gemar Koponim Kashya Shimish Al Shimish. Eshtin Zit Shver, who was Rabbi Meir Mishamish first? First the Maisa was he went to Rabbi Shmuel and then to Rabbi Kiva. And the second Maisa was first he went to Rabbi Kiva and then he went to Rabbi Shmuel. So it's a stira. And Vaita Kashya Asura Asura Asura. It's a stira. The first Maisa Rabbi Kiva asked, and Rabbi Shmuel said it was mutter. And in the second Maisa, Rabbi Shmuel says it's Osir, and Rabbi Kiva says it's Mutter, so it's a stira. So the more Bishleim Mashimish Ashimish Lakasha. Bishleim who was he Mishamish? That's not a stira. I have a terrorist who he was Mishamish first. Or Osla Kaimat Rabbi Kiva. First Rabbi Meir went to learn for Rabbi Kiva. Or Midleim Osla Mekam Alibe. When Rabbi Meir saw that Rabbi Kiva was too great for him, he couldn't understand him. Is Osla Kaimat Rabbi Shmuel. He went to learn in front of Rabbi Shmuel. The Goma Gemara, he learned over all the Gemaras, so he knew Kalor all the Gemaras. Then Vahoda Rosla Kaimat Rabbi Kiva. Then Rabbi Meir went back to Rabbi Kiva. So Mil, it's no stira. He taka first learned for Rabbi Kiva, then he went to Rabbi Shmuel, then he went back again to Rabbi Kiva. So there's no stira who is Mishamis. He's Mishamis both of them in circles. Mela Visava Smur, as after he Visava Sav Vahoda Rosla Kaimat Rabbi Kiva, Visava Smur. After he learned all the Gemaras from Rabbi Shmuel, then he went to learn the Svaris, like how he has Kashas, one on the other, from Rabbi Kiva. For the Mari Elo Osra, Osra, Kasha, Kasha. But the Chur is still a Stira. In the first Maisa, Rabbi Shmuel was Mekel, said it was Mutta. Rabbi Kiva said it was Osra. And in the second Maisa, it's Pumfakir. Rabbi Shmuel was saying it's Osra, and Rabbi Kiva is saying it's Mutta, and it's not, but more by Kasha, Staka Kasha. Like one of them is wrong, one of them, how you have to change around, the Chur is one of them. So the Mara, Tanya, Rabbi Meir Oimer, Rabbi Meir, Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Rabbi Meir Hoy Oimer, Rabbi Meir used to say, Lechol Matilen Kankantil Motoichat Yoi Chutz Mipashe Soita. Hey, see, old Yulin, there's no stereo. That you're allowed to put Kankantim in Dioi and Tink. If you want to use the ink to write a Sefer Torah, to write a Mezuzah, to write a Tefillin, it's Mutter. Just when you come to write the Pasha Soita in the Sefer Torah, that few lines, that lines you shouldn't use Kankantim. Because after we say Yomocho is supposed to be erasable, what do you have to erase? Only the Pasha Soita. So as long as the Pasha Soita is not written with the Dioi that has Kankantim, the rest of the Sefer Torah is kosher. Rashi Yechutz V'Pasha Soita, Afilu B'Sefer Torah. Even if you're writing it in a Sefer Torah now, the Kesavar, because Rabbi Yehuda holds, in Bo Limchoik Lo Minat Torah Moichik, that Lo Yitzu, you want to use the Megillah Saita, and you don't have anyone, you want to rip it out of a Sefer Torah, it's kosher to use it. So you're allowed to take the Sefer Torah, rip out the Parsha of Saita, and use it for Megillah Saita. So since it's usable for Megillah Saitam, you have to make sure when you first write the Sefer Torah, you shouldn't use Kankanim when you're writing the Parsha of the Saitam. That's Rabbi Yehuda Zalocha. Rabbi Yaakov Oyne Mishmoi, Rabbi Yaakov says no. Chutz mi Parsha Saitah Sheva Mikdash. Like he dings it and says no. The whole Sefer Torah you could write even though you have Kankantim, because you're not allowed to use the Sefer Torah for Megillah Saitam. No, what's also to use Kankantim? If your mamash write a Megillah Saitah, that means in the base of Migdash. When the Kohen had a Saita, there's a halacha. You had to go make a Saifakum and write on a special piece on a parchment the psukim of the Saita. That's all. Rashi Sheba Migdash means Megillah shall call Saita the Saita. The special Megillah you write for a Saita, that Megillah can't be written with Kankantim. Because that's a halacha. It has to be erasable. And if you have Kankantim, you can't erase it. But any Sefer Torah or Tefillin or Mezuzahs, it's mutter to write even with Kankantim. For the Gemara, my benayu, what's the machlokes between the two of them? Om Rav Yirmiya, limchak lo min ha-Torah ikar benayu. The nafkamina is, are you allowed to take a Sefer Torah and use the Sefer Torah for the Megillah Saita? You'll take out the parsha that has Saita in it and use that for the Megillah Saita. Is it mutter or not? The first Monday, Om Rav Yehuda, it's mutter. Therefore, when you write the Pasha Sefer in the Sefer Torah, you have to make sure it's erasable. And Rabbi Yaakov holds not like that. You're not allowed to use the Sefer Torah for a Megillah Sotah. So the Manashach, a Sefer Torah itself could be written even with Kankantim. Only a Megillah Sotah, that has to be written that it's erasable. So the Marav, Hani Tanoi, Gani Tanoi. This Machlokes of Yehudim, Rabbi Yaakov is another Machlokes Tanoim. The Tanya. Ein Megillosok, Sheiro, Lahashkes, Po, Sotah, Cheres. So you have a Soita, you have an Isha that's a Soita, and the Kohen wrote a Megillah for this Isha. They wrote it Lishmo, Lishem, this Isha. So the first Man Yom says that the Megillah is not kosher for another Soita. What does that mean? It's Rashi. Ein Megillosek Sheira, Soita Shenichtava Megillosa, a Soita that they wrote the Megillah for her, but then the Omra Tmeyani, before they put the Megillah in the water to make it erasable, she said she's Tmeyah. So they didn't use the Megillah. Upturani Megillosa. And they didn't use the Megillah. Is Alocha Ksheirol Uptura? Is Ein Megillosa Ksheirol Soita Cheres? The first man Yama says you're not allowed to use her Megillah for another Soita. Alma, what do you see? Ksiva Lishma Binin. That when you write a Megillah Soita, you have to write it Lishain, the Isha you can use it for. But who are the Nami, the Ein Mechim Lamina Torah? The middle of the story is if you have a Soita Torah, when you wrote the Pasha Soita, it wasn't written the favorite for any special Isha, it was written L'Shem Sefer Torah. So it wasn't written L'Shema, so therefore you can't use it for Pasha Soita. As this Tana holds that the Soita, the part of the Megillah, has to be written L'Shema for this Isha, so Sefer Torah is not written for any Isha, that's what's possible. Vaita, Rabbi Yachlev, Rabbi Yashi, Omar, Megillosek, Sheira, Lashkes, Bo, Soita, Cheres, Heels, no. Even though the Megillah was written for one Isha, you're allowed to change your mind and use it for another Isha. So you see, you don't need it to be written L'shmo Megillah Soita. So Me'el Hu Adin, the Sefer Torah is also kosher for a Megillah Soita. So that's the same Machlokes Tanoim. So the Mara name, Amra Papa name, Dilma Lohi, the two Machlokes that are not totally Zeh B'Zeh. I tell you, Ad Kan Lohi Koma Tanakama Hosom. When does the Tanakama say that after Megillah was written for one Isha, it cannot be used for another Isha? Elohosem Elakivon Diinkik Lishum Rochel Su Loi Hodra Mintakal Lishum Leia. Since it was written Beferish for Rochel for one Isha, now it's possible to use for another Isha because it was written Beferish for Rochel. Avo Gabo Torah Mashenka in a regular Sefer Torah. The Stam and Nichtavo, when they wrote the Sefer Torah, it was written Stam. It wasn't written Lishem any Isha. Maybe you could use it for an Isha. It's not a din that has to be written Badafka for the Isha. Even Stam is also good. Just if it's written L'Shem somebody else, that's a psul. You can't use it now for another Isha. That's possible. So Mel the Machlokes and Anatoli Zeh B'Zeh. And Vayit Amar Rav Nachum Rabbi Yitzchok, Dil Maloi also it's Anatoli. Ad Kam Loi Koma Rabbi Acho, Rabbi Yashi Hosom. When did he say that you could use it, even though it was written for Rochel? And then she said she's Tamei, you did not need it for her. You're allowed to use it for Leyom. When did it say it's kosher? Elo di yichtav miyas l'shem soita boilam. Akoponim, when they wrote this Megillah for Rachel, they wrote it l'shem Megillah soita. Even though it was written for Rachel also, for the hell, that's not Nageya. It has to akoponim be written l'shem soita. So it was written for a Megillah soita. Mainly you're allowed to use it for another Isha, for another soita. Avo gabi Torah. Mashenka in a Sefer Torah. Till Islamic Sivam, Nagei to the Indian of using it for Saita, wasn't the Chal written to use for Megillah Saita. Nagei to that was written Islamic. Or Sefer Torah was written to learn from, not to use for Megillah Saita. Or was a Hachinamid Le Mechakinam. Maybe you're not allowed to use it for a Megillah. So now it's no Raya. Even if you hold, you're allowed to use the Megillah Saita that was written for Rachel, for Leia, but our Kofonim has one Mila, it was written Lashem Saita. Mashenkin here, a Sefer Torah, the Chlal was written Islami, so maybe you can't use it at all for Megillah Soita. Namilo Mechinen. So the more of a Lestle, the Rabbi Yachab, Rabbi Yashio. Hold it, from the Akashinel. For Lestle, the Rabbi Yachab, Rabbi Yashio, hold it, none. Hey, how could he say it's kosher? You're allowed to use this Megillah for another Isha. Doesn't he owe from this Mishnah we haven't gotten? It's none. Kosev get Lagaris Asishtoi. Somebody wrote a get to use for his wife. The Nimlach, and he decided not to give his wife a get. The Chal, he was Nimlach, he decided not